I'd like just like to say that my station, which is 50% Spanish, there's a unanimous, it's a consensus that they do not like the kind of programming where they go back and forth from English to Spanish, and I just want to put that on the record.
Yeah, no, I think it's really more other constituencies other than the Latino constituencies that have a problem with that programming, people who might be, who feel excluded in some way from that.
We have three more minutes, Lisa and then Alan. See, I told you people would want to talk.
I just want to know, I don't know if it would be okay at this time, because I know that WBAI was specifically mentioned in terms of the response with the Spanish language programming, so I didn't know if they might want to say something now, somebody from, if that's, you know, okay to do, if they have anything to say about that,
We have time in tomorrow's agenda for BAI management. Maybe they can respond. If there's, Bernard, if you have anything quickly on that point, would you like to, if it's very quick, because we only have about three more minutes.
Well, we have maintained all along that we were going to put it on the air. The problem that we've had is that Greg has put a stop on our, we had a series of program changes of which this one was a part, and Greg has blocked us from making those changes. So what we have been asking him to do is to lift the block so that we could go on and incorporate this into all of the changes that we were going to make. But we've never said that we were not going to do it. We always said that we were.
Thank you. I don't suppose anyone wants to respond to that.
No.
Alan. We'll get to that. Alan?
I think you should move the agenda.
Yeah.
I'll respond later.
Wait, what do you mean move the agenda? Do you want to respond?
No. Alan?
Prefer go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm staff representative for KPFK, for those of you who don't know, and so this does directly pertain to people who work within my building and on the staff that I'm a part of. I'd like more clarification on this issue concerning, I'm confused by what you said about KPFA's position on National Spanish Language Programming and WPFW, and I want to, we passed A.C. Byrd's motion in public session. Is that correct? That was public session, right? Okay. We passed a motion that said on September 15th, the stations were to report to the executive director as to the stations that did not have yet the show, Spanish language show, on their station as to why that was the case. And by October 15th, we didn't use the language that we were mandating the show or giving a must carry. We said that they then were to report back on October 15th to the executive director as the person representing the board and carrying out the wishes of the Pacific National Board exactly where on the programming grid it would be placed from that time forward. So I don't believe that time forward was at, but where it would be on the programming grid. So I'd like to get clarification on the two stations you haven't focused on. Well, you mentioned KPFA, specificity there, WPFW, and your reflections on what happens if, as of October 15th, we don't have an answer that's satisfactory to our motion.
On the KPFA situation, just to clarify, the report from the interim general manager, she directly does address it. She says that they haven't started carrying it. They'd like to give a few months for all technical issues of the program to be smoothed out. This is her words. Additionally, especially with regard to resource allocation, we would like to assess the program in comparison to Spanish language newscast and public affairs programming we currently have on our grid. So that's the response from KPFA. This report was just written within the last week. Yeah, and it's in the board packet. WBAI, I think we can address separately because it is a complex issue. Although I can tell you that I have urged in a report that I think you've all seen, that the program, the Spanish language newscast, begin to be aired in New York, but I don't believe that I would want to give carte blanche to all the changes because I've outlined a process for WBAI to implement, which involves the other managers at the station and the program council in order to put into effect these other and much more, about 20 or more programming changes which are being proposed. So I think we can move one step at a time and put one program on the air without the overall changes. In WPFW, I believe Ron is planning to incorporate elements of the Spanish language newscast into a new Latino block that he has planned. I can't remember the hour. I think it's 11 o'clock, 11 to, somewhere between the 11 and 12 hour.
Microphone 10, okay, sorry.
I don't have a date on that, but I know it's planned. And I think those are the ones you asked me about.
Yeah. Okay, we're at time. We need to move the agenda. The next item on the agenda is, and of course, during tomorrow when we have the station reports, these questions can be brought up. And if anybody would like to raise this issue in unfinished business or new business on unfinished business as it relates to our prior motion, actually, it'd probably be new business on Sunday. We have a new business section there. The next thing is the budget overview. Lonnie, you'll have half an hour. We'd like at least half that time for discussion if you can provide it. How long is your presentation?
Oh, just 15 minutes.
Great.
Yeah, sure.
And actually, before Greg, we had asked, and as a motion when we passed this, that you would notify all the managers that about a third of the time allotted would be for their presentation, and two thirds would be for interaction with the board. Were they all notified of that?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Go ahead, Lon.
Well, what I'm going to do is to give you an overview of the FY07 budget. Yeah, I'm going to do an overview of fiscal year FY07, which begins October 1st, a few days from now. Before I, can you hear me now? Okay, great. Well, first of all, let me say that this budget is a very, very difficult budget. It was not easy to do, and for many of us, it's not yet complete. Very difficult to do. But let me start out by thanking some people who put many, many hours in on this budget. You've got LSB members who took and looked at these documents and worked hard on it. I'd like to thank the various department heads, the affiliates director, which we worked hard on that budget, trying to come up with ways to make increasing our supports to the affiliate program. The archives director, Brian, we agonized. We looked over those numbers. We tried to work out a way to make it work for everyone. I'd like to thank the finance committee people. We sat many hours on the conference calls, looking at budgets and trying to come up with fair and equitable ways of reviewing the budget. You had community members who have looked over these documents. People have general managers who we sat on the calls and said, what can we do in that area? Oh, my God, we can't cut that. Moving through a number, finance staff people worked on the budget, business managers, and I'd like to thank the executive director, because a budget is a series of decisions. And when there's a lot of resources, it's easier. But this is not a budget that has a lot of excess resources in it. It's a tough budget. I'm going to take you through the drivers in the budget. First driver is the budget is driven by the fact that revenues in community radio past 2 years have gone down. And revenues at listener support at Pacifica for the last 3 years have been flat. You can't continue to do that and not see it hit your bottom line. Well, this is the year that 3 years of flat revenue are hitting our bottom line, making it a very difficult budget to do. We have increased our drive days to make this year's budget work, and likely we'll have to do the same thing next year. We have an age factor. Our listeners are aging, and we are coming to them more often, asking for more support, and they deliver. They deliver. It's just amazing. They keep on delivering for us, as many of you know. They're very patient with us. Very patient with us. And we don't yet have a strategy for addressing that problem. We still don't have a national or local strategy to deal, a uniform strategy for dealing with the folks who have supported us 20, 30 years and are going to move on. our arbitrons, as flawed as they are, they're the tool that some of our funding uses to determine our level of funding. In 2004, Pacifica had a weekly listenership, a quarterly listenership of 1 million individuals. At this point, that number is about, as of spring 2006, 777,000 listeners. That was our peak in 2004. We must address the listener issues that presents. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was feeling pessimistic. I'm not so pessimistic now. Why? Because as even given those challenges, we have seen in Pacifica the largest individual gifts that I've seen since I've been here. In the last year in Pacifica, $1.3 million in major gifts. And if you add major donations into that figure, it runs $1.8 million. That is the largest number I have seen at Pacific. Gifts of $300,000, $350,000, again, $355,000. So the listeners out there are responding and supporting us more than I have seen. Very grateful, too. Last minute, 2 weeks ago, a gift does come in for $300,000. Okay. We, as Greg has mentioned, have many new initiatives despite that in the new budget. We're going to increase supports in the affiliate program, the archives program, national programming. I won't go through the list. It's already there. What about FY07? In your budget packs and your board packs, there is my report. I'll just briefly point two or three things in it that you can look at in anticipation of tomorrow. And I'll just point to you where the interesting parts are in that document, CFO report. It's in Section 5 of your board pack. I'll go through it quickly. It compares FY06 to proposed FY07. It says that in listener support for FY06, we'll raise about $14.5 million by September 30th. Next year, we're proposing to raise $14,994,000, up about $444,000. That's 3.5%. Year before, listener support increased about 6%. So we're about half of what we had done in the prior year. There's a section on expenses down below, so you can see how expenses in various areas will increase. That is FY06 estimated compared to FY07 proposed. That our gross salaries will go up $383,000, or about 6%, and some of the other services you see there. Down below is a surplus deficit analysis. This year, the total revenue we think will be $17.6 million. We're proposing $18.3, up $717,000 next year, or 4%. Down below that, you'll find an FY06 year-end estimate of our revenues after cash and capital. I'll run through the list just quickly. PRA will have about 1 month. National office will have $460,000 positive variance. Why? Because 2 weeks ago we had a $300,000 gift cash. If we did not get a $300,000 gift cash, it would be a different story. KPFA has a $95,000 positive variance over the board approved guideline requiring that each unit have 1 month. KPFK, negative variance, $33,000, small for a station of its size. KPFT, $47,000 negative variance, but KPFT has resources. I think we'll wipe that out. WBAI will come in with a deficit of $52,000. WPFW will have a positive variance of $50,000. FY06 is not so bad. FY06 is great. It's FY07 down below, after cash and capital, shows that we have a budget of $1 million surplus. That is to say, we plan that all units will produce about $1 million. what the network needs for 1 month is about $1.5 million. That means we're about $600,000 away from goal. Unit by unit, PRA will have a small surplus, a small positive variance of $3,200 and a surplus of $52,000. National office will have a negative variance of $4,800. That is to say, we'll be $4,800 away from the 1 month operating expenses we'll need. KPFA, $275,000 negative variance. Why is that? It's a good question. It's because KPFA has experienced some unanticipated legal bills, and they also have got some additional expenses that they're going to be needing to look at to see what they can do to reduce some of the expenses. KPFK, $214,000 negative variance. I should say about K, they do have reserves, $900,000. So they do have the wherewithal to deal with that negative variance at this point. I'm saying A has. Did I say K? I'm sorry.
Lonnie, for clarity, what you're talking about is a negative variance relative to a requirement of a one-month surplus. So these are not deficits in the budget.
Negative variance.
They're negative variances relative to the targeted surplus amount. So
sure.
If anybody thinks we're saying we're ending the year behind where we were, we're not. We're behind where the surplus requirement we want.
That's right. So I'll make that clear. For in each example, KPFA has a monthly expenses in this new budget of $371,000, but their budget will come in at $96,000. That's where the variance comes in. KPFT has a budget of $109,000, and they are projecting $116,000. WBAI budgeted $215,000. They'll come in at $284,000. Have to check that. Yes, I have to check the other way around, the actuals. Let me check that. That does not read correct. That won't change the budget, though. It should change the sign, but not the budget. What does it mean for us next year? It means that we've budgeted $1 million, but we'll need $1.5 million. That's what it means. And at this point, the question is what to do. I think that what we need to do is to have those stations that are showing those variances to have another look to see if they can reduce expenses. Some of them can. Some of them will be difficult. And even those that can't, the idea would be that they would look at coming up with a 14 to 18 month plan where they could reasonably look at balancing, coming toward a more balanced budget. Or they come back to the board, come back to finance and say, we can't do it, that this is all we can do. But either way, I think it is wise and prudent to have units that the finance committee would be recommending have another look and come back to the board at November 30th, and that's going to be one of the recommendations that we have tomorrow. That's a quick summary.
And just to clarify what Lonnie said, the Finance Committee on many cases is recommending an authorization until the budgets can come back and try to meet certain goals. And again, I want to remind that the bottom line here, this total, the budget is generating a surplus of $1 million. The target was a surplus of $1.5 million. So that variance is a variance relative to that, not a deficit. Okay. And one other point. Tomorrow's agenda includes extensive, we're going to go unit by unit, and we'll have time for debate each time. So I'm hoping we'll keep these this debate at a more global level because we'll be able to be specific tomorrow. Nathan and then Rob.
First I want to congratulate you on being interested in a balanced budget. That's another reason why we beat the Bush regime. Second, thanks also to everybody involved for adding, you know, finding a way to eke out more more resources for the affiliates program. It's much appreciated. I know that was a lot of hard work to make that happen, and you know, on behalf of the affiliates, as best as I can represent them, I say thanks. I don't know if there's a real breakout spot for affiliate budget on the agenda for tomorrow because it's not a unit, so I was wondering how we should proceed sort of informationally here at this point.
The way that's going to be handled, we are going to have the affiliates coordinator report tonight. She may address some of those issues. In the national office budget, which is the first of the units we're going to do, there'll be time to talk about those items.
Okay.
However, it should be noted we're only going to have about 15 minutes of debate at that time.
Sure. In that case, since I've got the floor for a moment, let me just ask one very small point sort of regarding the audio port, which is heavily used by affiliates and has really come to be relied upon by a lot of affiliates. From sort of a technological standpoint, a backup system for the audio port I know has been batted around a good deal. Is there a budget for that in the coming year?
We didn't get a budget request for a backup, so it's not in there. But the budget is the start of the fiscal, and if there is a need for a budget change, there we have a process for getting that done.
Absolutely. That'll do for now.
Okay. Rob.
Yeah, these are big picture questions, Lonnie, and I've heard this for the last 3 years, and I'm seeing no activity. So I'm going to ask you some big picture questions. If accountability is something that we want to provide our listeners, why can't the LSBs see their budgets in a timely fashion? I'm on the LSB at WPFW. We saw our budget on or about the 20th of September. And secondly, I'm chair of the programming committee. We did not see the national programming budget. So the first question is, if you believe in accountability, if this is important, then why can't people in governance get hold of these budgets in a timely fashion and collaborate with you as governance is supposed to work with management? The second question is, as CFO, why don't you support goals for increasing audience and developing new sources of revenue if we know that our revenues are not keeping pace with expenditures and we know that we're losing audience? We've raised this year after year after year, and as CFO, you don't support those goals. Thirdly, as CFO, why do you refuse to invest in programming? We know that we're losing money because we can't get people to contribute more money for our programs, and that if you look at many of our budgets, we're investing little or no money in training or programming. The fourth question is, if this really is important, why don't we have listener surveys? Why don't we provide feedback, allow our listeners to provide feedback for our programs, and why don't we keep records on the pledge drives that we have? Many of us have recommended year after year after year that we do not keep statistics and numbers that will enable us to make good decisions on the budget and in programming in the future. And yet, we have no support from the national audience for listener surveys, for feedback systems, or for keeping statistics of the pledge drives that all of our stations conduct year after year after year. And finally, we know that stations are losing audience and losing revenue, and yet we have new shows like Informativo Pacifica, the From the Archives program that the Archives is producing, and the midterm elections programs. How do we know that listeners, if they knew that these shows were on the air, if they were aired, and if they were promoted, how do we know that we could not support broader-based audiences if we would make these available at the local station level? These are questions we ask year after year after year, Lonnie, and there is no response from you.
I think it's from great.
Excuse me. I appreciate the members' concern and passion for the issue. I just would like to urge them to consider the approach in pointing the question. The questions are pointed enough as it is. So I hope that we can also pose them in ways that are at least personally
I apologize gentle. If I conveyed any offense, but these are discussions that we've had for multiple years, and I'm very concerned that we need to have a serious dialogue about them.
Thanks. Okay, Lonnie, would you like to respond?
No, not really. But let me try. Let me try, Barb. Yeah, Rob, I understand you're feeling frustrated. But let me try to go through the questions and give you a sense of how it looks from where we sit. Some of these questions are not for the decision of the CFO. They are program questions. Some of them are questions for a general manager. They're not questions in areas that I directly work in. So we need to just try to clarify the part of that. I can certainly support it. Now let's talk about increasing funding for programming. If you look at the audits on this network and you look what funds the national office has raised over the last 4 years since I've been here, in 2003, the national office raised $245,000. Then we raised $650,000. Then we raised $850,000. And we're going to raise $1,000,001 this year. Where does that money go? For national programming, to pay for free speech radio news, to pay for Democracy Now!, to pay for Spanish language programming, to pay for free speech radio news, the funds we're going to increase to that program. That's what the CFO does and has done. Now, surveys, I know you brought it up every year. That's true. We do need to do surveys. We do need to know what listeners support, what audiences we can build. And you know how I know what audiences want? Now, I'm not talking about local audiences. We send out 1,000,000 pieces of mail every year. Do you know what that does for us? It tells us what listeners want. And they want national programming. And that's
not just about national programming.
I'm telling you what I know. Now, I don't know what happens on the local level. I'm just telling you what we have learned on the national level, what people say to us that they want, not only want, but they're willing to support with their dollars, and they have, to the levels I've just described. Now, I take umbrage at the implication that we in the national office haven't raised money for programming. That is a
pattern. I never said that.
But let me finish. No. Let me finish. I heard you out. Let me finish the sentence. We certainly have. We certainly have, to really high levels. Now, has programming been done on the local level? Have surveys been done? Have audiences been measured in the way they should have? Do we know what listeners want on the local level? I don't know, because I don't directly work with local audiences. Now, the other question, and you brought, it was like, I'm in charge of everything. I am not in charge of everything.
But hopefully somebody's in charge of something.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, I offer you here a public challenge. If you really want to work on national programming, out of the national board, the programming committee of this board, you and I meet, we talk, because it can be done. And we have demonstrated in the last 4 years, money can be raised for programming locally and nationally. And I'm saying, let's do it. Let's not come to meetings and demand that it be done. Let's get down and do the work of it, and it will be successful.
Lonnie, I've written to you about this stuff since you became CFO.
And you seem to have a personal feeling about it that I've blocked you individually.
I want to see us do something.
Well, I'm asking you in public that if you believe that that's not my case, that that's something I don't want to do, that's not true.
Okay, we have about 5 more minutes left. I'm going to, LaVarne is chair of the Finance Committee. I'm going to recognize her. Then I've got Mary and Ray. And I need to correct something. Lonnie, you said this year you're going to be raising $1.05 million. That's what you raised last year. $1.9 million is on the books for this year. Good luck.
Next year.
For this coming year.
Yes. Next coming year. But this year we've raised over $1 million already. But I'm telling you, Rob, it can be done.
Okay, thank you. I would like to certainly appreciate the work that Lonnie has done, and also with and Greg, because on our many phone telephone conference calls, both are there on the line, and we're talking about the budget and also the Finance Committee, which includes members of the treasurers and also members of the PNB. But I think that what you're talking about is the fundamental issue that we've been trying to really work with this year. And what we tried to set in place was a budget timeline in terms of trying to make the date so that we could produce a budget for you to be able to look at, review, and perhaps approve at this time. But within budgeting, it's like teaching budgeting 101, that a budget, you know, what is a budget? It's not just a set of numbers. Like there are plans, there are commitments, and that's what the budget should be composed of. I mean, it's just not a string of numbers. And that unless you do the work to make that budget composed of plans, initiatives, and you have a timeline, you have goals, you have measures in there to monitor how you progress against those goals, you know, the budget is just a set of numbers. And that's what we're trying to establish this year, so that anything that's in a plan, there's actually a plan behind that plan, so that you can actually look at, you know, how you're progressing against this budget. And on a monthly or quarterly basis, you know, the GM should come in and explain where they are, not only to the numbers, but to the programs that and the initiatives within there that these numbers are producing. So again, it's like what we really have to do as a foundation is to understand what a budget is, and that we have to really work toward that. And those who don't know how to do it or feel that they can't do it, you know, they can get the help to make sure that that happens. And until you do that, you'll continue to have these discussions. You have to really, as we're saying, and I think that Greg is really trying to put in place some things and trying to get that so he can have the accountability to make these things happen. So again, you know, you have to have you have to have the initiatives, the plans in place, so that the numbers that you're producing mean something. Thank you.
Mary.
Yes, as a person who's been looking for surveys for, I would say, something like 20 years and wondering why we do not have listener surveys and keep having to look at Arbitrons, I guess if I understood you right, I'm very pleasantly surprised. Do you mean the National Office has developed a survey that they send out for, because I have never seen it, and I'd like to get a copy of the listener survey that you mail out, where you said there were mailings, if I understood right. And how do I get a copy of the listener survey you sent so that tells you that the people want national programming? I would just dearly love to see this. So can you get me a copy?
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say we had surveys. I said that we, in sending out mailings across the country, in effect, asking members of progressive organizations around the country, ACLU, Nation Magazine, to support Pacifica as an independent media entity. And that's the survey I was referring to. We ask folks, what will you support? And they end up responding by basically sending us money. We know what they support in terms of the response that we get. It is not a survey asking people what they'll support.
Oh, it's one of the mailings that you do soliciting funds.
Soliciting
I say
funds,
in the fact that you get a response, you take and extrapolate, you assume by that they want national program.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah,
oh yeah. I'm sorry.
Not
I had such hopes there was actually a real survey.
I did, Rob wouldn't be on my back.
He had a bunch of other issues. I don't see how we can make any plans without having this. And so where do you recommend, how do you recommend we start?
Well, I agree.
The fact that people give money, they could give money for a local program or anything.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with Rob.
Lonnie, I'd like to follow up. I don't think you as CFO, it's your responsibility to be dealing with questions of how we do listener surveys, and I think it's a bad precedent for us to drift over into this discussion. As CFO, you're responsible for the money, and the money obviously impacts every aspect of what we do, but this isn't an every aspect of what we do discussion. It's a budget discussion. Was it Ray?
Yeah.
Ray, go ahead, and then we'll break.
What I didn't hear tonight is the aspect of the budget connected to outreach. Obviously, as Rob just implied, we have to fund programming properly so that programming can contribute to outreach, but we also have to seriously set up a station so that we can outreach new listeners. One thing I'm looking forward to discussing tomorrow also is the situation of the affiliate programs. I know we've discussed that already, and how we're going to fund it and grow it, and its implication for the system. I know you didn't mention that, you didn't refer to that at all today. Are we to expect some discussion of it tomorrow coming from you?
Wait, we're going to get the affiliate coordinator's report right after the break.
But I'm talking about the budget aspect of it specifically.
Yeah, we'll have detail on the initiative with the affiliates and other programs and some in detail. It's in the national office budget. You mentioned outreach. Outreach, of course, we will cover with the affiliates, with the archives, but also we consider some of these mailings as outreach, making people aware of who we are, the size of our affiliate program, and what we do at Pacifica. So that's a million pieces. That's a lot. And that's been very successful for us in making people aware of us. And there are some other outreach initiatives that we will be mentioning tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we're at time. We're going to take a break to... hold on a second. Let me find it. That's just blow back from one of the members. It's 8:12. So at 8, we extended 10 minutes, right? Okay, so 8:25, we're back. 8:23, back in your seats, and we'll take a short break. It's local time.